When I'm wearing my web developer hat, I often end up building websites for other designers. And I'm amazed by the amount of times I get past designs that have been created without any kind of grid. So it's as if the ratios and dimensions of the design just seem to have been plucked out of thin air. Now, that alone doesn't necessarily make a design a bad design, but it does make it a little bit hit and miss. But what specifically I find a bit more annoying is when there are inconsistencies throughout the design. So say, for example, I get given 5 flat visuals that I need to build the website from, and in one, the side column is positioned 5 or 10 pixels slightly to the left from all the other flat visuals, or the heading is slightly to the right in one visual from all the others. It's tiny little inconsistencies like that that can actually make or break a design. A few pixels here and a few pixels there will break a layout. And it may come as a surprise to the designer, but if I'm creating a website which is 10 pages, I'm not going to build entirely 10 separate pages. I'm going to build as many elements as I need to and reuse as many as I can. So I need to be as efficient as possible, and that's why I need consistency throughout every single design, every single page of the design that's been provided to me. And this is where designing with a grid really helps, because not only does it give your design visually some structure, and visually it gives your design a balance, but from a practical point of view, it really helps too. It makes the developer's job a lot easier, it streamlines and speeds up the development, and the underlying source code is consequently a lot more streamlined and a lot more structured and neater and tidier. So ultimately, we end up with a much better product that looks a lot more like the original design, which is what everyone wants. So that's all I wanted to say, design with a grid. But what's more, do explain the grid to your developer. Take the time to explain how the grid works, how many columns there are, what the margins are in between the grid, and take the time to explain all that, and I can assure you that your developer will love you for it. So there we go. That's taken from my recent blog post, 5 Ways for Designers to Live in Web Harmony with Developers. And you can read more of that on my website, www.aaronrussell.co.uk.